On the 20th anniversary of my birthday, the 20th of April 1918, we were relieved by a Tommy division and moved laterally along the line to a chateau at Corby on the River Somme. We did not occupy the chateau, however, because it appeared from the three direct hits that the Hun had its range to perfection. We took up residence in the outbuildings with my five coppers and I allotted to one hayloft. By now the weather was glorious, and on arrival at the chateau we helped ourselves to a bottle each of the Vin Rouge and celebrated my birthday on the beautiful green lawns in the sun. Excuse me. Our troops had found top hats, frock coats, fancy dresses of all kinds, and of course the full cellars. It wasn't long before they were very, very merry, excuse me, and dressed in all sorts of garbs, some as Burlington Betty, others as Mademoiselle from Armitage. They really looked comical. It was a common sight to see two men in evening dress, complete with top hats and canes, going out with a drum of cable to repair a break. The powers that be took a dim view of this, and immediately action was taken to suppress any continuance of this behavior, excuse me, by sending the MPs out in force to smash all bottles of liquor in every house, cellar, and estaminet. What a wicked waste. However, the troops could do nothing about it but look on and see this desecration. Champagne going down the drain. Ye gods.